All right, you're listening to the All In Podcast. I'm Alex Straley, joined with Connor O'Neill. What's going
on, Connor? How
are
you doing today?
With No Live Sports, we're going to start a series talking about classic NFL and college football games. Deep dive into the key plays, big moments, and talk about plenty of what-ifs. So today, we got the game, 2016, number 2 Ohio State, number 3 Michigan. Connor, let's get started. What was the number 3 Michigan Wolverine season like coming into this game?
The 2016 Michigan team, probably one of my favorite Michigan teams to watch. Started off 7 in the country, opened up with Hawaii at home, killed them 63-3. After that win, they moved up to number 5, another home game against UCF, 51-14. That win made a move up to number 4 in the country, where they had a big win against Colorado at home, 45-28. And then I know this one, you're not going to like this win. Another big win at home against Penn State, 49-10.
Oh, Penn State will be brought up a lot in this podcast.
And then they had a good Wisconsin team coming in, another home game. So they opened up with 5 home games in a row. They beat number 8 Wisconsin, 14-7. And then for the first road game, I don't know if you could even consider it a road game since Michigan does a lot of recruiting in New Jersey, was at Rutgers. Me and you both know that's the famous 78-0 game. But, you know, I love my Scarlet Knights.
That's a classic game in college football history.
Yeah, you could say that. That game made Michigan move up to number 3 in the country. They came back home, beat Wisconsin 41-8, moved up to number 2 after that game. Number 2 in the country for Jim Harbaugh in his second season. And then they go to Michigan State. They beat the little brother 32-23, and then they come back to Ann Arbor, solid win over Maryland 59-3. Anyone knows that Iowa, going into Iowa, is always a trap game.
Yep.
That game, Wilton Spate goes down, a lot of things happen. They lost at Iowa 14-13. Moved down to number 4, nice home win against Indiana. 20-10, moved up to number 3. And then the game. They lost to number 2 Ohio State, 30-27. Moved down to number 6. They got into the Orange Bowl where they played Florida State and lost that game 33-32. A lot of key players didn't play that game, like Jabril Peppers was one of them.
Yeah, I think once they lost that Ohio State game, I think they
they threw the towel in.
You know what I mean? Like, that was the Super Bowl. Yeah. So, Ohio State coming in this game, Michigan was senior loaded, while Ohio State was not. They were one of the youngest teams coming into the season. They had some easy wins early with Bowling Green and Tulsa. Beat Oklahoma, which was a nice win for them. That brought them up to number 2. Easy wins against Rutgers, Indiana. Big win against Wisconsin. And then the kick six, the game against Penn State, in which was a rebirth of Penn State football, basically. A game that Ohio State should have won. They stumble in Happy Valley. They finish off beating Northwestern, killing number 9, Nebraska, 62-3, beating Maryland, beating Michigan State. And as we already talked about, end up beating Michigan in this game we're about to talk about. But then get absolutely crushed by Clemson in the playoffs. And I'm gonna argue something later that I think another team should have been in the playoff in that slot other than Ohio State. But let's get started. 10-1 versus 10-1. The stage is set. And I mean, right away in the pregame, it's obviously a college game that you got Kurt Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, and just the vibe in the game, the pregame, is just insane. I just miss football so much.
Like it. Especially Michigan, Ohio State. There's nothing like that rivalry.
Yeah, and the Kurt Herbstreit, Chris Fowler, I just love that combo. I think it's like the best combo. I actually love them more than any combo in the NFL. Joe Buck, Troy, like Chris Fowler and Kurt Herbstreit are perfect for college football.
Yeah, the only thing that bothers me about Herbstreit is sometimes he could be a little biased towards Ohio State, but you're right. I do love that combination.
Yeah, so obviously the pregame was really hype. The thing I noticed about the pregame while I was watching it, the freaking national anthem was like the quickest national anthem I've ever heard in my life. Did you see the pregame of national anthem?
Yeah, it was very quick.
The band? It was so quick.
I don't know. I hope they took the under on the betting for the national anthem.
Urban Meyer, they're interviewing Urban Meyer, but like they were still in the middle of like the coin toss and stuff. So like Urban Meyer was still talking to JT Barrett at midfield the coin toss, and they're like, "What do you think about Michigan's run or something?" Urban's like talking to JT. It's like, "What are you doing? Get it under control." It's like Urban had no interest in doing that interview. Yeah, and the game. So it's kind of like
the girl doing the interview. She probably felt a little awkward too.
I didn't even know who was going to start at quarterback for Michigan. They were still like, oh, is it going to be John O'Korn, Wilton Spade, a shoulder? Like, how do you not know? Like, I feel like in today's football, like, we would know who's starting at quarterback.
I don't know if it was O'Korn or Shane Morris. It might have been Morris because I think O'Korn went down.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about that, though.
So, the game starts first quarter. And right away, you could tell that Michigan's they're gonna do what they usually do: I formation, hardball football. They're just gonna run the football. And their first drive, they actually have a good first drive. Wilton Spate throws a good ball. Freaking Jake Butt drops it. It's a bad drop. And who knows if they keep that drive going? I think he dropped it at like they're at like the 40. Like if they keep that drive going, maybe they get three. It's up 3-0.
Yeah, right before that pass, though, Jake Butt also went. Had a false start, so that Jake Butt little
yeah
jitters, you could say.
Yeah, Michigan gets nothing on their first drive. Ohio State comes down. They have a good drive. They drive all the way down, and kicker's going to come up. Special teams going to come up big in this game. Their kicker misses the field goal, so it's 0-0 at the end of the first. What stood out to you in the first quarter?
Actually, let's go back to that first Michigan drive. Second play of the game. You're going to run a wildcat with Jabril. I don't know about that play call.
Yeah.
I just.
Yeah, the wildcat comes back in this game. I wrote something down. But they have like a – we'll talk about it later, but the wildcat does come back.
And Ohio State to go down the field 72 yards. I think it was seven plays. I don't know. And Michigan to stop them, the no momentum. Shoes. And yeah. And then we're going to talk about the officials a lot, at least I am.
Yep.
There was a bad no pass interference call. It was on a 3rd and 7. Yeah,
yes, there was. So, at the end of the first, we have a 0-0 ball game.
So, first quarter ends. We're on to the second quarter. Michigan's in the red zone. You know, it's 3rd and goal, and they run wildcat.
Yep. What was that? What was that call? 3rd and goal, and you run wildcat from, like, the 8-yard line? I didn't get
and
that.
I think Spate had good momentum, too. I think that was a terrible play call. Spate was driving momentum. But, you know,
it was a bad play.
They settled for a field goal, made it 3-0 Michigan. And then you kick it to Ohio State. Big, big 3-and-out for Michigan.
Yep. And the momentum, you can kind of feel it. Like, Michigan had a good first drive. They did. They got down there in the first quarter. They're playing – I mean, we'll talk about the defense. The defense is unbelievable. Michigan's defense is unbelievable in this game. And you look at the score, but we'll tell you later how Ohio State scored all their points. Defense was unbelievable. But Michigan gets the ball back, and you're kind of thinking, all right, maybe Michigan get another drive going here. And then Spate gets pressure in his face. It was a good play. Well, you can't really speak, you know, it obviously was a bad throw. It was a bad decision, but he had the guy like right in his face. He kind of lofts one. It got tipped. It looked like it got tipped. Malik Hooker, who's actually in the NFL now playing safety for the Colts, Ohio State's secondary, stacked. You see all the guys in their secondary?
Oh, yeah. It's
Lattimore, Conley, Hooker.
Yeah. That was a good stop for Ohio State. But what I was impressed with Michigan, the punting.
Oh, the punter was beast.
So they get a good punt. Ohio State back on offense after stopping Michigan. JT Barrett misses Curtis Samuel wide open.
Yeah.
And then after that play, I think Harbaugh called a blitz on 3rd and 10. I don't like that play call. 3rd and 10 blitz. I think.
Yeah. But overall, you got to say the defense played good in this
game.
Great.
Oh, I'm just
– I would go to great.
I'm nitpicking.
Yeah.
So, Michigan finally gets a 3rd and 16 stop. Now, they get the ball back, right? And they run the wildcat again.
They love the wildcat. It was weird.
I don't understand it. And it's not like they set anything up.
Yeah, no. It's no trick play later with the Wildcat. Like, it's just out of nowhere, and it wasn't working.
Ohio State sent a big blitz. It paid off. Ohio State got the ball back. Michigan, 3 and out. Big stop on 3rd and 1 for Michigan.
Yep.
And then, well, it was would have been a – I forgot. Would have been a big stop. Ohio State goes to punt. Grant Perry runs into the kicker. First down, Ohio State.
But they ended up stopping him, though. They ended up stopping
him. Yeah, on a 3rd and 9. Good stop.
Yeah.
Right, like, on Michigan's – the end zone's in their back for Michigan. Wilton Spate.
Yeah, they're on, like, 3 or something.
Drops back. Now, Devin Smith missed a block for the blitz. Wilton Spate pick 6.
And this was the play I was talking about to Malik Hooker. It wasn't the best decision by Spate, but he got hit. Like, he got hit right in the face. Malik Hooker takes it back for a touchdown, and you're like, if you're a Michigan fan, you're like, oh, fuck.
Here we go again.
Like, here we go again. And as the game goes on and the defense is playing really good, you're like, you can't throw a pick six in this game. You cannot throw a pick six. I know he had pressure, but why are you throwing the ball? And like, you're Michigan. You're Harbaugh. You don't throw the ball when you're on your 1 yard line.
Especially with play action.
I didn't like that play call. Yeah, play action. I didn't like it.
And then LeBron and the Cavs,
they were
dancing.
Why do I have to see LeBron dancing with J.R. Smith? Why do they have to show that?
And if LeBron's such a real Ohio State fan, how come that was his first Ohio State versus Michigan game at the age of 32?
Yep. I don't know.
And then another thing besides the game, there was this one lady screaming.
Oh, my God. You heard that? You heard that was so bad. It was so loud.
Yeah. That was awful.
It was weird. It was like they were reviewing a play or something, and Kirk's talking, and all you hear is just this loud, screeching woman. You're like, what are you doing?
So, after the pick six, Michigan starts driving, right?
Yep.
And then another thing. Michigan's in the red zone, right?
Mm-hmm.
They called – Ohio State called a timeout. That was smart. I think that was very smart of Ohio State. But the thing that stood out,
yeah,
that stupid wire Jim Harbaugh has.
Yeah, why?
I don't understand it.
Is he trying to prove a – like, I don't get it. Why is he the only guy that does it?
That just, like, stood out. I got annoyed. I think I read somewhere he hired someone to drag that wire for him.
Yeah, imagine just being that guy dragging his wire. But he, like, we're going to be talking about him a lot. His antics on the sideline, it's something else.
Yeah. All right, so they get down to the red zone after the Ohio State timeout, but Michigan still capitalizes. So,
yep.
I think it was Hill. Yeah, touchdown Hill.
Yeah.
Right Hill, before the half, as the time was expiring.
10 seconds. Yeah. Yep.
So you go into halftime, you're Michigan, you're winning 10-7 with a pick six. You got to be feeling good.
Yeah. Look at the total yards. Michigan 172 versus Ohio State 81.
And
it should be 10-0.
Curtis Samuel, 1 yard in the first half.
Yeah. He was shut down. And that was like the big key in like the pregame they're talking about. And they're like, Curtis Samuel's got to have a big game against this Don Brown defense, because Don Brown from Michigan, it's press the corners and it's 1-on-1. You win the matchup. And in the first half, and really for most of the game, Ohio State was not winning those 1-on-1 matchups.
Yeah.
So at the end of the half, 10-7 Michigan. So third quarter, 10-7 Michigan. You're a Michigan fan. You're feeling all right. You had to pick six, but 10-7, you had the lead. You have more yards than them. And the third quarter starts, first drive for Ohio State. JT picked off by Jabril Peppers, who was all over the field. He's in the NFL right now playing for the Giants. It's kind of hard to say what he is right now, but in this game, he's all over the field.
Oh, that was his first ever interception, too, in college.
Yeah.
Couldn't have came at a better time. And after he got that pick, he turned around to the Ohio State section, yelled, O-H-N-O. I loved that.
Yeah,
I loved that.
So Michigan gets the ball back, and they're driving. They're having a good drive. Spate's playing good. They're running the football. To get down to, like, the 2 or the 1, and Spate just drops the ball on a snap, fumbles it, and Ohio State picks it up. Another mistake by the Michigan offense.
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad. He pulled away a little too early, I think.
Just imagine if, like, a what if they punch it in there and they don't throw a pick six, it's 17-0. Like, Ohio State's crowd is shocked if it's 17-0.
Oh, yeah.
But Spate fumbles, and that's – it was huge. And that brought up Ohio State, and I was going to talk about them. Their offense was non-existent. They could not move the ball on offense.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a problem. And that brought – that brings me to my next point. They get fourth down, and Urban runs a fake punt, and it actually would have worked. It was there. The hole was there. But someone missed the block, and I just felt like it was a desperate move. Like, they got that desperate on offense because the offense couldn't move. They got that desperate that they ran a fake punt. What did you think about it?
I think it was a little early, but you heard what Urban said to ESPN before the game. If we see that formation, we're going to run that fake punt. He said that.
Yeah.
So he did not care. He thought he had it. He did have it, but good play by Michigan to stop that fake punt.
Good play by Michigan. So Michigan gets the ball back, and they go kind of right down the field. Spate hits Hill for a touchdown. It's 17-7, and you're a Michigan fan. You're like, holy shit, we can win this.
Yeah, 17-7 Michigan, even though it should be 24-7 or 24-0, right, really. But yeah. Another thing, we said it a lot, another Wildcat ran by Jim Harbaugh. And
yeah.
What I noticed a lot, they're all on second down.
They are. Yeah. I just feel like whenever he came in, it was kind of just like if you had a play in there where he threw it or he threw it to Spate and then Spate threw it, but it was just like regular Wildcat, and it was kind of weird at the spots he used it at.
Ohio State gets the ball back. 3:50, like 5:42 left in the game. JT's back to throw. He overthrows Samuel. Would have been huge.
Again.
Would have been huge. But the Ohio State offense kept going. JT looking for Weber out the backfield. Another drop.
Ohio State offense just wasn't – it was something – Michigan had them. Michigan had their number pretty much the whole
game. That drop wasn't just bad for yardage. It stopped the tempo. Ohio State was driving, and Michigan's defense, they had them on their heels for once in the game. But,
yeah,
Weber dropped that pass. And then it's 3rd and 16 after that drop. Big stop for Michigan. Michigan gets the ball back, and Spate overthrows his wide receiver. Bad overthrow.
Yep. Spate, let's talk about Spate for a minute here. Spate was it's weird. He had great throws in this game. Like, don't get me wrong. He made some great throws in this game, but sometimes he just missed guys. It was kind of he just missed them.
He was playing with the broken collarbone, but I didn't see it really affect his accuracy too much.
Yeah, he has a throw in the fourth quarter. We'll talk about, but yeah, Spate, he kind of played. You look at the two picks and the pick six, but the pick that he throws sets up another Ohio State touchdown.
Yeah.
JT Barrett hands off to Weber, and it's 17-14, just like that.
But something before that, Michigan has the ball. It's 3rd and 5. They get the first down, but a face mask penalty brings them all the way back. And what's big about that is Harbaugh wasted a timeout because he didn't know the rule.
Yeah, he did waste a timeout, and he was very upset about that. And that him being upset about that call boils over to him getting a penalty later on. Tom Rinaldi was like, he's still pissed off about the face mask call from earlier.
Yeah. So,
go ahead.
So, Ohio State scores on the pick from Spate. So, it's 17-14, and you're wondering, could that be the momentum switch Ohio State needed?
Yeah.
110,000 people at that game.
Largest game. Yeah. Largest game in Ohio State history.
I think that on ESPN, they said they might shrink it down a little. So I don't know. That might be the largest game in Columbus history. I'm not sure.
I think it's still, yeah, I think it's still the record. So at the end of the third, 17-14, Michigan. Fourth quarter begins, 17-14, Michigan. High State offense all games just hasn't been itself. And finally, Barrett gets a huge play, 41-yard run on an option play. And it kind of just sparked Ohio State offense.
Yeah, I agree. The only thing is, I think Michigan's defense left the middle of the field too wide open on that run.
Yeah. So the Ohio State offense finally gets something going. They get down in the red zone, and they kind of stall out. Michigan's red zone defense was playing really good. And I don't know if you noticed this, but it's fourth down, and Urban is like, go for it. He's like, fucking go, go, go. He's like urging, you know, Urban. I don't like Urban. He's like so cocky. He's just go, just go. So they're like about to run the play, and you could tell, like, Barrett hands it off to Weber, and they weren't going to get it. They were not going to get it. But Urban calls a timeout, like, just in time. But you could tell that he wasn't going to get that first down. So he calls the timeout. They end up kicking the field goal, and you're like, all right, he's going to make it. You know, this guy's dependable. Nope, misses it again.
And they were talking all day how that Ohio State kicker is one of the best in college football.
They kept on saying, they kept, every time he missed a kick, the two kicks he missed, oh, he's one of the best. This is very surprising. I'm like, all right, well, why is he missing two field goals then?
And something ironic happens right before that 4th-and-1 field goal. JT Barrett was stopped short. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep, I was going to say that. Something comes up a little later about JT Barrett and coming up short. But, yeah, I was watching that. I'm like, that play, I think, comes up a little later.
Michigan gets the ball back. And for Michigan, they've been really good on third down so far, 8 for 15. They drop back. Spate drops back and looking for Darbaugh. But that was a bad drop by him. Bad drop. But
are you talking about the slant?
Yeah. That slant route?
Yeah. It was a little behind him.
But it hit him. It hit his hand. If it hit your hand.
Did you see they double team Butt on that play? Jake Butt.
Well, Butt's been the third down guy for Michigan ever since he got there. But Michigan, no pun intended with that, but Michigan, another great punt. And
the punter, man. The punter. If they won that game, he might have won the MVP of that game. He was insane. Allen, right?
Yeah, Kenny Allen.
Last name Allen? He was beast.
And then something happened when Ohio State got the ball that I thought was funny. The game stopped because the chains got tangled.
Oh, my God. Of course.
I never seen that before.
Ohio State gets a break.
I never seen that.
Yeah.
So, Ohio State gets the ball. And then Taco Charlton, man. Big sack. He played the game of his life against Ohio State.
He did. The defense played great. I've been saying it. The defense of Michigan played great in this game.
And Taco gets the big sack. And then it's a 3rd-and-7. Michigan stopped it, but the pass interference gave Ohio State the first down.
That was a good call, though.
I'm not going to argue with that call. That was a good call.
That was a good call. He didn't need to do it.
The ball was way high over his head. He didn't need – he wasn't – Samuel. I think it was Samuel. I don't think Samuel would have
– It was. No, he wasn't catching that.
So – they get the first down. One thing I noticed, Michigan's defense has been on the field way too much in the second half.
They have, and they're getting tired now. That was the problem. They were getting tired.
Ohio State gets the first down, and then they get a false start. That Prince, the tackle for Ohio State, he was terrible,
terrible.
That game.
Awful. Terrible. Got roasted that entire game. And they were pouring it out. Kirk's like, he just can't keep up. He just can't keep up. I love that.
After Taco goes out for a little for injury, he comes back in and makes a huge impact.
He played great in this game.
And then Ohio State drove down the field. With 1 second left, Urban called a timeout. It's like the end of the fourth quarter right now, right? So 17-14.
Yeah.
Ohio State
about to kick the game
away. My question, game tires to send it to overtime. My question is, if you're Jim Harbaugh and you have one timeout, why not call it right there? Yeah. To ice them.
Yeah, I don't know. But did you also notice with Urban, they like, first of all, on third down, it's like third and goal, Barrett throws like a slant route for like 8 yards, and the crowd gets like all hyped. Like, bro, there's 10 seconds left. It'll be four. What are you getting all hyped about? Like, it's fourth and goal. Like, Michigan was just playing the goal line. Like, yeah, they gave you that slant. But then Urban, he doesn't call a timeout, so the clock's ticking. It's like 10, 9. And Urban's like rushing the field goal unit on the field. Like, you have a timeout. Call the fucking timeout.
Yeah, I did not understand that. I guess he...
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that confused me a little bit.
I get that he wanted the clock to run out to 1 and then call the timeout. Like, I get that. But why are you like... Everybody was rushing. Like, they're all running on the field. They're all like getting set. I'm like, relax. Let it go to 1 and call the timeout. What are you doing?
So, anyway... He makes it. And it sends 17-17 going into overtime. First overtime in Michigan versus Ohio State history.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's crazy. Nuts.
So overtime starts 17-17, and before they start overtime, there's this kid with a headset on, and he walks by JT Barrett. I'm like, wait a second. It's fucking Joe Burrow on the sideline of Ohio State.
The legend. What could have been?
The legend Joe Burrow. They had Burrow, Haskins, and Barrett in the same QB.
I would have loved to have been a fly on that wall in that room.
All right, so overtime starts. Ohio State gets the ball first, and it's kind of easy for them. They kind of go right down the field. Barrett QB draw. They score touchdowns, 24-17.
Yeah, you could see the fatigue coming in on that Michigan defense right about now.
Defensive line, yep. All right, so Michigan gets the ball back, and what happens?
Michigan gets the ball. Fourth and goal, what a pass by Spate to Darbaugh, touchdown. That was a great pass.
What a pass. Great pass. Like I said, he had good passes in this game. That pass was great. Darbaugh made a great catch. Darbaugh was all over the field. Where is he now? Is he in the NFL?
Yeah. He's
on a practice squad somewhere?
He's in the NFL somewhere. He is on the Steelers.
He played great in this game.
All right, so it's
tied. So it's 24-24, correct?
Michigan gets the ball back. Because how college overtime rules are. Third and four.
Yeah.
Michigan's about to throw. He just got mugged. I forget. It might have been Perry. I think it was Perry. Perry got mugged.
Yep.
No pass interference call. Gotta be upset about that if you're a Michigan fan.
I think it was Conley covering him, correct? And Conley, he had his left arm in front. And he had his right arm behind him, and he totally pulls that arm. It was a missed call. It was a bad missed call.
Awful missed call. So, Michigan kicks the field goal, 27-24, Ohio State. Ohio State gets the ball back. Second and five, Taco Charlton with another sack. What a sack. Yep. So
it brings up a big third down.
Third down. I think they throw a screen to Samuel.
Yeah, it was like a little
swing. He's running all around the backfield.
They had him.
They could have got that tackle. History would have been different.
Yeah.
Because
who knows if he makes that field goal? Because he went back like at least like 8 yards, maybe 10.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta get that guy. You gotta get Samuel.
They lost contain. One of the defensive linemen lost contain, and you're watching it. You're like, no, just force them back to all your friends. Don't let them go this way.
That was bad. So
he gets to the fourth and one,
and then
the famous
JT Barrett, quote unquote, gets the first down. That was not a first down in my book. Might be a little biased. I like Michigan football. Awful.
Let's talk about that play for a little bit. First off, how about Urban Meyer once again being so cocky? He's like, just go. Like, why? I hate how he's like waving. Like, did you notice that? He's so annoying. He's like waving his arms at JT Barrett. And like, Kirk's like, Chris Ballard's like, Urban urging the offense to get on the line. Like, just why is everything so quick with Urban in Ohio State? I didn't get it.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either. But if I'm not mistaken, I think Harbaugh took a timeout right before that.
He did, which allowed Ohio State to relax and call the best play. I there's some people that, and that this happens a lot in the NFL, where it's like a big fourth down and one, and the defense will call a timeout. I don't know. What I feel like, if you just let the defense be out there and not let the offense talk to the coach, I feel like it's kind of advantage to the defense. What do you think?
Yeah,
about
I think
that?
The offense gets comfort from the coach. Yeah,
with a timeout. Yeah.
Usually it's the other way around, but on fourth and one, I think the offense get comfort from the coach.
Yeah. So about the call, they said that his forward progress got him the first down, and I love how they look at it for like 1 second. It's like Kirk's like, oh, they're going to look at it. Oh, they're back out. Oh, it's a first down. Quickest review I've ever seen in my life. So, and it really came down to this. It's whatever they initially called. So if they initially called it not a first down, it would have stayed not a first down. They initially called it first down. They're going to keep it a first down. That's the problem.
Yeah, it just sucks for a Michigan fan to see them.
Yep. It's literally like it came down to whatever they initially called. So everybody's like, oh, how do you review that? No. It came down to the initial call they had on the field. And they were going
to
keep
it. Not enough evidence to overturn it.
Nope.
So next play, Curtis Samuel gets in the end zone and Ohio State wins.
Yeah, the rest is history. And the win for Ohio State put Penn State's in this mix because Penn State was rooting for Ohio State. Because if Michigan won, they would have won the Big Ten East and played Wisconsin. If Ohio State won, Penn State wins the Big Ten East and plays with Wisconsin. So Penn State ended up winning the Big Ten, beating Wisconsin, and beat Ohio State. Somehow the Buckeyes got in the playoffs over Penn State. I didn't get
that. The thing that hurt Penn State, and I agree with you, Penn State.
They got crushed by
49-10 to Michigan.
I know, but Penn State won the head-to-head versus Ohio State and won their conference.
Yeah, I do agree. I think Penn State should have got in, but I see how they didn't get them in.
But it showed in the playoff because Ohio State lost 30-0.
Here's the thing. If you go back and watch the 2016 game that we just watched, you will see Ohio State did not look anything that much better than Michigan that game.
No. Dude, Space threw the two picks he threw gave Ohio State touchdowns. One was that he actually did give him a touchdown, pick six, and the other one he set him up at like the 20-yard line.
Ohio State, I don't think they deserve to be in that playoff game. I think Penn State would have put up a better fight than Ohio State.
Against Clemson. And I also thought, like, I was thinking, what would give you more views? Like Ohio State, who was in it the past like 2 years or whatever, or the new Saquon Barkley was like the new thing in football. He was like everybody was talking about him, and you put him in the playoffs. I just felt like I don't know why they didn't do it.
I didn't understand it either, but whatever. Ohio State got exposed, so
they did. So the final score ended up being Ohio State 30 because they didn't kick the extra point, Michigan 24 in overtime. That's gonna do it.